We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Somebody texts in. I know the Heat and the Panthers are in the finals. How about Luis Arraez and what he's doing with the Marlins? No, sir. No.
He can hit.
He can hit.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
No, sir. Sorry. Love my Marlins. Josh Appel's going to be with me tomorrow. We'll talk Marlins, I'm sure. Not today, sir. No, sir.
A month. Give us a month.
Yeah, give us a month.
Give us a month.
Listen, I still have a lot of stuff planned for July. I got the hot dog eating contest. I got some takes on Luis Rice. That'll about wrap up July, everybody.
Plan for August.
We got an email from Len, our program director. He said, who is planning on taking off July 4th? Now, I would give it some consideration if I weren't working the entire month of June, which I didn't plan on working. I texted him. I said, I could not be more off on July 4th. I am gone. A chance to catch my breath. Solana's supposed to be in Mexico right now. he's supposed to be drinking a banana daiquiri on the beach.
Yeah, after the finals, I'll see you guys September for training camp.
Exactly.
I'm out, man.
Hey, when's the Canes start? That's when I'll be back.
Y'all know me. Let one of y'all sneeze off air. Hey, y'all, let's take the day. Let's take the day. Solana, you sick, bro. Let's take the day.
A lot of working going on here. We're going to get headlines. We're going to check in this hour with Doug Plagans, who is in Las Vegas. Plagans doesn't indulge in Vegas, does he? Like that? Like he's not a gambler. He's not a...
I think he people watches. He's not in his room.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's not in his room, but he's not at Spearmint Rhino.
Oh, hell no. I can hook him up at Girl Collection. I'm going to actually offer because I can make a call and get him in Girl Collection. Get him,
oh, really?
Get him in, yeah. I know that it's Floyd's sons and uncles like run it. So, you know, I can't call Floyd, but I can call his little underlings.
One of the guys, right.
Yeah, I can call one of the guys. But you know what Doug's doing now I think about it? Every important person that knows NHL is in Vegas for the finals.
Right.
Stanley Cup. So he's getting up with other guys and talking hockey all day.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. I mean, you wouldn't be able to get me away from the craps table.
Man. It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. The Heat run on Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm guessing we didn't bleep out McBride. I'm guessing you're dropping F-bombs, Jimmy.
You know it.
I mean, were you beside yourself last night?
Oh, it was great. It was great.
Can the Panthers do it tonight, Jimmy?
Yeah, they'll do it tonight.
All right.
I got the guts. Right.
Couple of knotted up series coming back to South Florida. You feeling it?
Oh, yeah.
I always feel like Jimmy feels like he needs to modulate his own voice. Like he doesn't want the microphone to have to work too hard. So he kind of gives you like a, oh, yeah. But he holds it back. Like yeah. That, you can scream it. Scream it, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Let it go.
I think that's the real Jimmy. I think he changed his voice to be calm.
I agree. Just let it go, Jimmy. Let it go.
Let it go next time.
305 on the Hockman and Crowder Show, presented by All Year Cooling. Keep your cool and call All Year. 833-ALL-YEAR. Let's get some headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we talk with Doug Plagans in Vegas. The starting lineup, Solana mentioned this in the 2 o'clock hour. So the Heat have not defeated the Nuggets in Denver since November 30th, 2016. The starting lineup then was Goran Dragic, Rodney McGruder, Luke Babbitt, Josh McRoberts, and Hassan Whiteside. That was the last starting five that beat the Nuggets in Denver.
And let me guess, the Denver Nuggets roster wasn't that beautiful at the time either.
I'm going to imagine if Hassan Whiteside and Luke Babbitt
it was a close game
out there. Paint. Yeah. headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
And for the record, I'd have that team in six this series as well. I'm just throwing it out there. By the way,
very underrated era, the Luke Babbitt era.
Absolutely. I have a feeling like Plagans, he's walking around Vegas. He's going all the places. But I see him, like, I don't know, buying tickets to Blue Man Group. You know, or maybe maybe visiting, like, the Pinball Hall of Fame in
but
Vegas.
But, like, do you see him, like, if you walk down the strip, there's always the girls who are dressed like, what do they call it? You know, they've got the feather in their hair. What are they called?
Like a flappers?
Showgirls.
There we go.
So they're, you know, but they're not real showgirls. They're what? Just kind of fugazi showgirls. But they walk up to you and they're dressed, you know, in the showgirl outfits. And they, hey, you want to take a picture? And, you know, then you got to give them $5-$10. Do you think Plagans takes a picture with the showgirls?
No, I think he talks to him. He talks to him for 35 minutes and makes him miss out on another $100. So where you from? Oh, wow, Oklahoma. I've been to Oklahoma 3 times.
Interesting. I picture him for, like, hey, I want the showgirl picture. I want to feel like I've been in – I want people to know I'm in Vegas.
You know what? Yeah. And Solana, I think you're calling him lame. That's pretty much what you're calling him. Blue Man Group and pinball machines. Like, yeah, I don't think he's lame, but I'm with you, Hawk. Everyone he knows he's in Vegas.
Right. There's something. It's either a picture with a showgirl or I don't know. But he also strikes me as a guy that's not, if he does, and I don't think he gambles. We'll find out. I don't think he gambles, but if he does, it's not going to be at Aria or Cosmopolitan. It's going to be at the Stratosphere or Circus.
Hooters.
A little grittier.
Yeah. Hawk drug me to Hooters for 3 hours one trip.
That was the best.
That was not the best.
In Vegas?
When can you gamble? No. You know, that Hooters hotel. I took him there as a goof because everyone thinks, like, because that's what happened with Planet Hollywood. It's like, Planet Hollywood, like, it's a lame restaurant. How could the casino be anything? And all of a sudden, there's girls dancing on the tables. It's the best vibe for gambling anywhere. Cosmopolitan used to have dancing girls while you gambled. They got rid of that. But Hooters, the Hooters Hotel, was off the strip. When Hard Rock first got into the gambling game, they had a little off-the-strip hotel in Vegas, I think where that Hooters Hotel was. And it changed the game. They were playing, you know, like, rock music while you gambled. Like, no one had done that before in Vegas. It was always real staid. You know, it was like you'd hear at the Wynn or Bellagio. And Hard Rock kind of changed the game. It made it a little younger. And so a lot of people thought, oh, Hooters is opening a hotel and a casino. This is going to be something. And it was. It was literally a Hooters. The wood paneling. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, roulette and crap stables and everything else. But it was just in a Hooters. And it was like, it was very difficult to comprehend what was going on.
See, he lined me up, Solana, because he took me to Planet Hollywood first. And that was my thought. I'm like, Hawk, Planet Hollywood? Come on, old man. And then the ladies walked out when we were playing roulette and started dancing on the table. I said, thank you so much. Hey, the next night. Hey, it was the next day. He took me during the daytime, too. So I really feel like a bad person. Let's run to the Hooters. My thought, Hooters girls, they're going to be the ones, you know, spinning the ball. They're going to be the ones. No, it's an old guy named Ralph that's about to get throat cancer, and he's just looking at you crazy, has to take cigarette breaks every 10 minutes. To be honest, we stayed there for about 3 hours. I don't know why. I think he hit number
20. There was a pool party going on.
You hit number 23 twice, and now we have to stay for another hour. Something like that happened.
Yeah, that play, I don't think it exists anymore, the Hooters Hotel, but that was always a great joke to play on someone. Like, hey, you down for a little Hooters Hotel action? Yeah. Like, because you figure, oh, there's an actual hotel there? I mean, this has got to be going off. I don't have to go to the El Palacio Sports Hotel for an hour. The hotel is built right into the Hooters. All right, let's see what's going on. And in the meantime, yeah, it's a Hooters with wood paneling and they're playing table games. Wings are fire, though.
Hooters, normal Hooters wings aren't fire.
Naked Hooters wings, not the big old breaded ones.
They're not nasty. They cut it, but there's some better wings out there.
I like Hooters wings.
Brews Room's right down the one on University. You go to Brews Room before that.
Hooters wings are fine, I think.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're fine.
Call Alf.
I mean, this Solana is so embarrassing. Zach Gelb, who hosts national radio on CBS Sports Radio, and we have him on our show, he brings on Solana as a heat expert. Solana goes on for 60 seconds nationally about Alf. How right Alf was. Like, anyone knows.
But I didn't do that. Like, you're taking it
Alf,
totally out of context.
The president of Heat Nation, Alf. And then he gives the Twitter handle. He goes, it's Alf, you know, Alf at Hooters. Or I don't know what the Twitter handle is. But he's like, he is so right on about that. Zach Gelb even had to tweet out. He's like, you know, at Alf Hooters, getting mad love from Alejandro Solana. I'm like, all right, Solana, we get it. You like Alf. You want him to know that you like him. We got it.
I did a 22-minute hit. I mentioned Alf once, and I was using his take.
You said
and
the
I didn't
Alf
want to steal
six times in 20 seconds.
I did not. That is a
this
total,
Alf. That Alf
total
is so
lie.
Smart. Here's Alf's Twitter handle. Miami Heat beat. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
Man.
Have a little pride.
Man, you used somebody's take. You know, I gave him credit. That's all I did. That's it.
That's right. I was with you. I thought that was cool to give him credit. Hey, a guy named Alf tweeted out, blah, blah. This guy, Alf, now he is the president of Heat Twitter. Alf, it's at Alf Hooters and Miami Heat Beat. They do a fantastic job.
Well, I think they do.
I mean, it was like on and on. I mean, it was explaining. The way that I explained who Duncan Robinson was at the beginning of this show is how Solana explained who Alf was on Zach Gelb nationally on CBS Sports Radio.
Man,
Solana.
Guys are
I haven't taught you anything.
For no reason.
I'm doing nationwide hits on the Panthers, and all I do is steal Josh Appel and Doug Plagan's ideas. I never give them credit. That's what you do. That's what we're supposed to do, I thought.
Leroy Horde texting me, Hooters Vegas was the worst. Thanks for that. Did I bring Leroy there as well?
I don't know if it was with me, but
it's been a great joke.
I know.
I've done it for years because I always get such a kick out of it. Because, like, a casino should not smell like Hooters. Hooters has a distinct odor. I'm not saying it's bad, but it doesn't smell. Yeah, grease. Yeah, grease. But it doesn't smell like a casino.
No.
When you walk in there, you're like, what have I done? It's like a Saw movie. Oh, my God, where am I?
Thought a little guy was going to come out on a tricycle at any moment. What did Alf say?
Ready to get the headlines?
I mean, the way that I pledged allegiance to Duncan Robinson is the way Solana pledged allegiance to Alf.
I don't know why you're hating on Alf. All I did was just give him credit.
I thought it was a cool move to give him credit.
22
I thought that
minutes,
part was a cool move.
22 minutes I spent on CBS Radio. I gave YouTube
half of it on Alf.
Some
half,
love as
half
well.
Giving out Alf's contact.
Zach Gelb put
11
out-
minutes. Also, if you want to reach him, snail mail. It's 413 Maple Avenue.
Zach Gelb posted a 37-second clip where I talked about Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler being the two greatest Heat players of all time. I stole his take, but I didn't want to steal it. I wanted to give him credit. It was a 37-second clip. I mentioned his name once, and then you're taking it as if like I pledged
allegiance.
Would you
find it amazing that your take on Dwayne Wade was shorter than your pronouncement about Alf?
Man, you are a hater, man. You are a hater. You want headlines or what? You want headlines or what?
Alf wants to do headlines. He just texted me.
Well, Solana would be more than happy to give him the rights.
This sports update, driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Miami Heat even up the NBA Finals last night. 1-1. They get the 3-point victory in Denver.
Talk about it. So Heat are, we started the show, let me just look again, 2.5-point underdogs right after the game. And let's see here. Got taken off the board. No, here it is. Hold on. 2.5 still.
Yeah, game three is Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. at the Kaseya Center.
Very good.
Tonight, game two, Stanley Cup Finals. Panthers lost 5-2. It was tied 2-2 going into the third, and then things kind of unraveled a bit. Vegas's goalie made one of the craziest saves I've ever seen, that stick save. And then after that, it just it got out of hand for Florida.
That stick save was as good a save as you will ever see. I mean, his body was going one direction, and he flung a stick out. That was an open net. Mm-hmm. And just, I mean, saved it with the stick. It was really an unbelievable save.
In the country, we say a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again. That wasn't on purpose. That was a mistake.
I don't think so. Well, no, I don't think so at all. I don't think that was a mistake at all. I mean, he literally reached that stick out and knew that was his only chance because three quarters of that net was open. I don't think that at all. What's his name? Aiden Hill? I think he's had a fantastic postseason. And I don't think that was dumb luck at all. I think you got to witness some unbelievable goaltending.
And you know what I like? They don't like each other. It's perfectly obvious. These teams are this isn't for show either. They dislike each other, and I love that type of
Matthew hockey. Tkachuk was living in the penalty box.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. If you're gonna throw a punch, Matty. Don't do a little rabbit. Don't do a little bink bink. If you're gonna throw a punch, let that thing fly from Alabama.
Damn Marchessault. I mean, he scored the goal. He's celebrating. Hey, Marchessault, settle down. All right, it's game one.
I think Riley Smith had a goal as well. Another former Panther.
Yeah.
Marchessault and Riley Smith both scored.
Didn't they? They took them from us in the expansion draft, right? Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah. Not Riley Smith. Jonathan Marchessault for sure. Remember he was their leading. I don't know if he was their leading scorer or had the most points, but they left him unprotected in that expansion draft and. Vegas rightfully snapped him up. He's been very good for them, obviously.
Barkey also balled. He played very well the entire game. Ultimately, though, the Cats, they did lose, but they can even up the series tonight. 8 p.m. puck drop right here on QAM.
Talk with Doug Plagans about it in the next segment.
Los Madelines, they host the Kansas City Royals, 3 straight beginning tonight, 6:40 p.m., and the Hurricanes baseball team, they were eliminated in the Coral Gables region over the weekend. But the big news is that the Lobster Vanilla Milkshake was sold out over the weekend.
How about that? Yeah, it was Mark Light Shakes, and they do, you know, for the opposing team. So it was vanilla shake with butter in it, you know, like a drawn butter. So butter and an actual lobster tail sitting in it.
That turns my damn stomach.
Yeah. Give me the Josie any day of the week.
I'm telling you.
Just got a press release from the Marlins quickly here that Wednesday's game against Kansas City, which is June 7th, it's the same night as game 3 of the NBA Finals. They're going to start it earlier instead of 6:40, 6:10 p.m. And the Marlins say this earlier time allows for South Florida sports fans to cheer on the Marlins and then the Miami Heat, who return home for Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
All right.
Your weather, sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. That's your weather.
All right, Doug Plagans in Las Vegas, maybe in the company of a showgirl. We don't know. He will join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers. You will hear him and Billy Lindsay live in Las Vegas tonight. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final here on 560 QAM. Hello, Plagans.
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Where are you staying in Vegas?
I'm not going to divulge that information.
Classified. Doug,
that was such a perfect Plagans answer. The way he said it, the cadence that he gave it in, I could listen to that question with that answer 15 times tonight, and I will.
But there's 4,000 rooms in those hotels. Man, nobody's going to find you.
4,000 rooms and probably 4,000 hotels. And time to start guessing, I guess.
I'm not going to divulge that information without missing a beat is just perfect Plagans. I mean, that is perfect. Do you gamble? Are you a table game gambler?
Not really. I like some of the video games here and there. I don't get too into it. But, you know, the other day I went to one of those kiosks and picked a few baseball winners and did okay on that. So that's about as far as I go. I play pretty low stakes.
You take a picture, you know, they got the girls, you walk down the strip and they've got the girls dressed as showgirls and they'll take a picture for $5 or $10. You take a picture with them?
Absolutely never.
No.
Although one time one of my buddies and I were big fans of the Hangover movie, and we passed some guys that were dressed up as Hangover characters, and they were extremely convincing, couldn't have been nicer people, and that was a good photo. That was the one time I got a photo with a street performer.
And, Doug, I guarantee you're a walker. You're not jumping in any cab. You're walking wherever you go.
It's got to be far, or there's got to be a weather hazard, or there's got to be a highway in the way. If I'm gonna get in a car, I am a big walker. I like to do things on foot. Although, on Thursday we did take an Uber to the Punk Rock Museum, which just opened in April, and honestly, it was so cool. It was so cool. My expectations were high because I knew who was involved in putting it together. And we just missed the grand opening of it the last time we were in Vegas, but that opened up a couple of months back, and I was pretty excited about that. That was a lot of fun.
What about a show or a concert? Do you get Blue Man Group?
No, nope. Didn't hit any shows or concerts this time around.
All right. And which hotel are you at again?
I'm not going to divulge that information.
Divulge.
The way he says it is so great. All right, let's talk.
Classified.
Hockey.
Very classified.
I love the seriousness and authority that you delivered that answer. There was no wiggle room at all. It was just, I'm not going to divulge that information. I love that. All right, let's talk hockey here. So what do you think about game one? I love Paul Maurice after the game. He comes into the press conference and he pretty much told everyone, hey, just chill out here. We've started slow before. You know, they were down in Boston. What was your feeling after game one Saturday night?
Well, it was two teams that played well. Two teams that probably have certain things that they are going to look to, you know, maybe build on going into this one. But that was the main message. And I can't agree more with it, that for the Panthers, they lost game one in Boston. And then were down 3-1 against Boston, came back and won that series. They're also 3-0 in game twos all on the road in these playoffs. So that's something interesting to keep an eye on. But for the Panthers, you look in that game, Aiden Hill made some unbelievable saves. The save on Nick Cousins in the second period, if that puck goes in the net, which, you know, I'd say a vast majority of the times it would, that was an acrobatic, unbelievable save by a big goaltender whose wingspan really came into play there. If that puck goes in the net, changes the complexion of things. But, you know, the Panthers know going into this one, you know, it was a point of emphasis. Eric Staal mentioned it, I believe, the other day, that the Panthers will look to obviously stay out of the box. That's going to be key in this series. And Paul Maurice, again, as you said, the message to just keep things calm. And the Panthers in these playoffs, if they've shown us anything, it's that they might be the most comfortable when a lot of teams would be uncomfortable. We've seen them battle back in games. We've seen them come from behind in that first round series against Boston. So doing this on the road, especially, this is a situation that isn't going to be too much for this Panthers team. They've dealt with it before in these playoffs. They've gotten some good experience in these playoffs building up to this. And you know they're going to be ready for tonight.
And Doug, when just F and breathe is what Paul Maurice said to the media, but I don't think he cares about anybody in that room. Was that a message to his team? Because as soon as I saw it, I was like, that was bigger than talking to some reporter in Vegas.
Well, they discuss everything behind closed doors, and you know they're not going to be delivering messages through the media or anything. I'm not sure if that's what you meant there, but they know that they can be calm and comfortable in these situations. And the big tone yesterday too was right along with what Paul Maurice has said to keep things calm. Anthony Duclair talked about that yesterday. Ryan Lomberg, I asked Ryan Lomberg and Zach Galifianakis during the presser about the team's ability to stay comfortable in these kind of situations. And they just said it's just a product of the room, a product of what's, you know, how things have been built here. And the Panthers are, you know, they feel good in these kind of situations. Again, when a lot of teams might be uncomfortable, they tend to feel comfortable. And the Panthers, and the relationship that Paul Maurice has with the players, the players with Paul Maurice, it's really been a great one. It's really been great to watch. And there's no doubt that that Paul Maurice, like you said, that message to just breathe, stay calm. That's what he said. That's what he meant. And the Panthers are doing that same thing. They're absolutely serious. They're absolutely focused. But they're trying to enjoy this moment. And they're looking to, again, just stay calm and composed, because that's what they've done throughout these entire playoffs.
Hey, what did you think that Mark Stone scored an incredible goal for VGK Saturday night? Can you explain that? Was that a bad turnover from Tkachuk, or was that an amazing play by Mark Stone? And did you think it was a high stick, by the way?
Well, they went to the review, and the thing with that is it's tough because there has to be conclusive evidence to overturn it. And the initial ruling on the ice was a goal, and it was a heck of a display of hand-eye coordination that, you know, even at the highest level, not a lot of guys are able to pull that off, to knock that out of midair. Usually a puck that high in the air, you probably feel pretty safe about it. But Mark Stone is one of the best two-way players in the game, and he demonstrated, you know, both ends of that two-way ability there on that play. That's just it was a tough one at a tough time, but it was an all-world play made by an all-world two-way player. Usually, you know, more often than not, that one's probably going to get out of the zone. But again, as to whether or not they went to the review, spent a lot of time on it, and they determined that it was a goal. At first, I thought that it could be coming back. The stick was, I believe, over the one shoulder, but not the other shoulder. And they ended up counting it. And, you know, those are just things that you have to deal with over the course of a playoff run. It was obviously a tough one there because it made it a two-goal game instead of a one-goal game. But you know, in terms of that, I think it was more than anything, it was just an unbelievable play made by a great player.
And, Doug, going into game two, you know, the adjustments, what you see has to be done. As you know, I was looking on NHL.com and reading some articles. They were speaking about the special teams, but Matthew Tkachuk's going to just stay in the box the whole time, so that they needed to work on their special teams because they're always going to have one less guy.
Wait, say that again, Crowder?
I said, what do they need to work on? Everybody talks about the special teams, but, hell, Tkachuk is going to slap somebody every single, you know, play, so, hell, they need to work on those special teams for sure.
Well, I think coming into this series, actually, if you just look at the stats, Vegas on the penalty kill, that hadn't exactly been a strong point for them. Now, they've come up with some timely penalty kills, but if you look at the overall body of work, they have been beatable as far as their penalty kills concerned. They have good players, they have good personnel, they're well coached, they have a good scheme and everything, but it just hasn't been a strong suit of their game. So that is an area potentially, if the Panthers can get some power plays, they could expose them there. But I think the big thing here is you've got two teams that feel really good about their 5-on-5 game. And I think you've got two teams here that just think if they can keep it 5-on-5, they like their chances. So, we'll see how things play out in that regard. But I think for the Panthers, they'd like to certainly get some more opportunities on the power play. Last game, it was Vegas that got the bulk of the chances, and I think there were a couple that were missed on the other side. And I say it on the air all the time, I am never one to pile on officials. It's a tough job, and it's just not my style. But at the same time, when we do talk about that, when we reference that there were a couple of missed calls, that means that there really were a couple of missed calls, I felt, in that game. But I think that's the big thing. If the Panthers can get a couple of more power plays, I think that might come in handy because in the last game, Vegas had the bulk of them.
Doug Plagans, you will hear him tonight on this very radio station, 560 WQAM from Las Vegas. Have a good broadcast tonight. Call a dub and text me where you're staying, all right?
We'll talk about that when we get back in town.
You'll be ready to divulge it when you're back in South Florida?
Yeah, that's to be determined. We'll see. We'll see. Thanks very much for having me, guys.
He's one of the most interesting people I know, right? I mean, Plagans is an interesting dude.
Learn something about him every time he comes on.
Did you hit Earl of Sandwich at Planet Hollywood?
I did not hit, or I actually never have hit that Earl of Sandwich, though I have walked by it. I'll tell you, I have walked by it, and think of Alex Solana every time I walk by it.
It's his favorite place in Vegas, right?
Get the full Montague, Doug. You're welcome.
We could also one day we could take a ride out to that travel plaza on the turnpike and we could get it there probably.
You don't have to fly all the way to Vegas for the Earl of Sandwich.
We could hop in the car. We might have to pay a couple of tolls, but we could go.
Did you do any like celebrity restaurants? You do a Gordon Ramsay or something?
I did. I did a Panda Express.
Interesting.
A celebrity, I don't believe, Doug.
But where is their Panda Burger. Express?
Oh, they're conveniently located throughout the Vegas metro area.
Vegas metro.
Love this guy. Oh, yeah, there's an In-N-Out Burger by the Link. Is that the one you went to?
It's not, but again, there are several convenient Vegas metro area locations.
Yeah. There are. All right, there you go. Doug Plagans. Listen to him tonight, the very secretive Doug Plagans. He will be on the call tonight on 560 QAM. See you, Plagans.
We'll see you guys. Thank you.
In his bag today, man.
I'm
not going to divulge that information.
Should I start doing that? Everywhere I go, y'all ask me where I'm at, and I say Marriott Bonvoy right by the airport.
But who, like, who's gonna, like, I always find that funny. Like, who's gonna search him out? And who's how are you gonna get up there? I don't know.
You know, women always looking for me because I'm fine.
I'm sure. You owe them money.
Huh?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.